So once we've documented the system, what we need to then do is check that it actually works as it's documented and it's effective. So to assess the effectiveness in preventing and detecting material misstatements, we need to do tests of these controls. And these are designed just to get evidence to make sure that we understand how controls were applied, how consistent they were applied, and who they were applied by. And the sorts of tests of control, sort of methods that we use, are things called walkthrough tests. That's where we take a transaction, we follow it all the way through the system, we follow all the tests, see if it was done, etc., all the controls, make sure they were all performed. Another one is we could just observe it being done. For example, that's why auditors go to the stock count, to check that the stock is being counted correctly under proper controls. Then we could also use a computer-aided audit techniques, as we'll see in the audit evidence chapter later.